While these are the core secrets of America's sauce, there are others that need to be preserved and nurtured. Sometimes you have to talk to outsiders to appreciate them, such as Indian-born Vivek Paul of Wipro. "I would add three to your list," he said to me. "One is the sheer openness of American society. We Americans often forget what an incredibly open, say-anything, do-anything, start-anything, go-bankrupt, and start-anything-again society the United States is. There is no other place like it in the world, and our openness is a huge asset and attraction to foreigners, many of whom come from countries where the sky is not the limit." Another, said Paul, is the quality of American intellectual property protection, which further enhances and encourages people to come up with new ideas. In a flat world, there is a great incentive to develop a new product or process because it can achieve global scale in a flash. But if you are the person who comes up with that new idea, you want your intellectual property protected. "No country respects and protects intellectual property better than America," said Paul. "And as a result, a lot of innovators want to come here to work and lodge their intellectual property." The United States also has among the most flexible labor laws in the world. The easier it is to fire someone in a dying industry, the easier it is to hire someone in a rising industry that no one knew would exist 5 years earlier. This is a great asset, especially when you compare the situation in the United States to inflexible, rigidly regulated labor markets like Germany's, full of government restrictions on hiring and firing. Flexibility to quickly deploy labor and capital where the greatest opportunity exists, and the ability to quickly redeploy it if the earlier deployment is no longer profitable, is essential in a flattening world. Still another secret to America's sauce is the fact that it has the world's largest domestic consumer market, with the most first adopters, which means that if you are introducing a new product, technology, or service, you have to have a presence in America. All this means a steady flow of jobs for Americans. There is also the little-discussed American attribute of political stability. Yes, China has had a good run for the past 25 years, and it may make the transition from communism to a more pluralistic system without the wheels coming off, but it may not. Who would want all his or her eggs in that basket? If you wanted to summarize the net effect of all these institutions, cultural norms, business practices, and legal systems, it can be reduced to one word: trust. They create and inspire a high level of trust, and a high level of trust is the most important feature any open society can possess. Trust, in many ways, is the product of all the ingredients in America's secret sauce. We are a high-trust country because we agree that we are going to be governed by a set of values and principles reflected in our institutions and laws, which are higher and more enduring than any individual, said Dov Seidman, the founder of LRN, the company that provides ethics and governance advice for global corporations, which I will discuss in detail in Chapter 11. Together, these norms and institutions create predictability and confidence that creates trust, a trust that my innovations will be protected, a trust in my currency, and a trust in my justice system. And all of that, argued Seidman, propels innovation. Why? Because in a high-trust society such as America, people know what ground they are standing on all the time and can count on a certain framework of rules and principles to govern their personal and business lives. If you jump off sand and another person jumps off a hard floor, asked Seidman, who jumps higher? The person who jumps off a hard floor, of course. Well, trust is that hard floor. It is what gives you the predictability that allows you to take a big leap. Without trust, there is no risk-taking, and without risk-taking, there is no innovation. If you want to get more people to take the necessary risk to innovate, just put more trust in the room. No low-trust society will ever produce sustained innovation. In a flat world where value is increasingly created and complex problems increasingly solved, by whom you connect and collaborate with, having a high-trust society is even more of an advantage. Having an abundance of trust is essential in a world of collaboration, added Seidman, because the more people trust each other or their leaders, the more likely they are going to work well together. Indeed, the United States has become one of the great meeting points in the world, a place where lots of different people bond, learn to trust one another, and build myriad horizontal friendships and alliances. An Indian student who is educated at the University of Oklahoma and then gets his first job with a software firm in Oklahoma City forges bonds of trust and understanding that are really important for future collaboration, even if he winds up returning to India. Nothing illustrates this point better than Yale University's outsourcing of research to China. Yale President Richard C. Levin explained to me that Yale has two big research operations running in China today, one at Peking University in Beijing and the other at Fudan University in Shanghai. Most of these institutional collaborations arise not from top-down directives of university administrators, but rather from long-standing personal relationships among scholars and scientists, said Levin. How did the Yale-Fudan collaboration arise? To begin with, said Levin, Yale professor Tian Zhu, its director, had a deep affiliation with both institutions. He did his undergraduate work at Fudan and received his PhD from Yale.